Part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com. Click on events and get your tickets today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour of today here this Wednesday, July 1st. Man, I can't believe first 6 months of the year is gone. Summer is here. We're excited. Well, you just heard the commercial for Ted Nugent. He, too, is coming to Liberty Mountain 3 weeks later after this Saturday, 4th of July, Mark Farner's American Band. The big party we're going to be at this Saturday, 3 weeks from now, Saturday, July 25th, Ted Nugent's coming. Rock Michigan Red. Proceeds, profits are going to be going to the Michigan Republican Party, all 83 county parties. All the candidates are going to be there. Perry Johnson will be there. Mike Cox will be there. John James allegedly is going to show up. Mike Rogers will be there. All kinds of speakers. Steve Gruber and I are going to be on stage together. We're going to do a little radio interview like we did on the show Monday. And then we're going to play that song, One Nation Under God. This is going to be done at the Ted Nugent concert Saturday, July 25th. Folks, you have to understand that this is the party month, starting this Saturday at Liberty Mountain, then 3 weeks later, Saturday, July 25th, and then just basically 10 days later will be the August 4th primary. We are doing everything we can to get the people out to vote this year. This needs to be a big turnout on the Republican side, just like we did November 5th, 2024, when Donald Trump won re-election. This is critical to the base of the Republican Party. Everybody needs to get out and vote. August 4th primary is going to be important because we're going to pick the governor candidate we want to defeat Jocelyn Benson in November. Chris Swanson just picked up another big endorsement, the Genesee County Sheriff. Chris, God bless you, brother. But the Detroit News editorial board endorsing you doesn't compete with the UAW's endorsement of Jocelyn Benson. It's a foregone conclusion. You're going to lose. Now, you Democrats, if you're listening, make sure you get out there and vote on the Democratic side of the primary ballot. You cannot cross over. You need to vote for Jocelyn Benson or Chris Swanson to make sure you pick the candidate you want for governor. Republicans, same thing. You need to do this. And you guys need to understand that this is critical to getting the candidates you guys want to face each other on November 3rd. First time in a long time, I forget how many decades, Michigan has an open seat, not only for governor, but also for U.S. Senate. This is critical, critically important that you guys get involved. Well, before we get to August 4th primary, we're going to party. Starts again this Saturday, July 4th. If you want the link to it, just text me 4th, the number 4TH. Send me the 4th, text it to me. I'll send you the link directly to getting your tickets, starting at only $15. Children are free. You can bring your tent. You can bring your camper, your travel trailer, fifth wheel, whatever you got, we will have a campsite available for you, and we're going to party. Vicky and I will be there Friday night, all day Saturday, helping out with everything and getting the sound system, the sound check all good to go, and then getting ready for the big show. Man, folks, here in the studio, it just went black outside. The sun is gone. The winds are gusting. It's amazing what we're going through right now. I don't know how long we'll stay on the air. God willing, hopefully it'll stay for another 20 minutes, but it's dark outside. I mean dark, like nighttime. This I have never seen this during the day before. This is amazing. The winds are kicking up. Oh, Lord, please, no tree branches coming down on the vehicles. Because, man, these trees are bending right now. Unbelievable. I'm not kidding. It's dark out. I literally need to turn the lights on. That's how dark it is here at the studio. Wind blowing through right now. Well, don't hear any thunder. Don't hear it yet. But I think we're going to get a big rainstorm. It's coming. Man, this is amazing. I have never been in the dark during my show in 14 years. Wow, this is amazing. So anyway, we're going to text you guys out. One of our listeners, James, he never shows up. I doubt he'll be there on July 25th. Well, it's Rock Michigan Red with Ted Nugent. Fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party. It'd be very embarrassing for James if he doesn't show up. We'll see. But again, bring your tents, bring your trailers. Text me fourth. 4TH. 4TH. And we will definitely send you the link so you can get to it. Man, during the break, I'm going to have to go outside and move my vehicles. I got huge trees out there, and they're bending. And, man, I do not want any more tree branches anywhere. So we'll be hopefully we can get through this segment. I have never seen it's pitch blackout. Unbelievable. What the heck is coming? I got another short story we're going to get to if we stay on the air. Definitely, hopefully we can. But let's get to this next story real quick. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. We had a temporary interruption of service here at the studio. Sure as heck, as soon as I was saying it, huge wind gust came through, broke up our connection. I'm hearing on the radio station, 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, we have an EAS alert that's airing. I don't know if that's airing on the TuneIn app or the website. Yeah, we're back. Nick Wallace, the storm that hit up north of Harbor Springs the other day washed out tunnel of trees. Again, was like that. 4 hours of what looked like dusk before the sunset. Even the deer were confused over what time of the day it was. Amazing. Amazing. Unbelievable. So, yeah, EAS alert. Nick Wallace says, oh, crap, here we go again. Are you guys getting this storm right now up there in Harbor Springs, Nick? Because it's folks, it's pitch blackout. I mean, this looks like midnight. I have never seen it this dark before. Unbelievable. So, yeah, we got knocked off. The studio got knocked out, but we're back. We're connected. The winds are starting to calm down a little bit. It's starting to lighten up a little bit. Yeah, like you said, Nick, before dusk. Nick says, no, but it's coming. Second front. Tom and Karen Curtis, no, it's not happening up there in Pickerel Lake Road in Petoskey yet. He says, no, but it's coming, the second front. Okay, wow. Well, it just hit us down here in Antrim County, Torch Lake Township. So, batten down the hatches, folks, and get your vehicles away from trees. Any dead branches out there, you don't want them coming down, crashing on your vehicle. So definitely, definitely consider moving it. We're back connected to the studio. We're back online. Hopefully everything is working. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. The lightning and thunder started during the break. I had to run out and move another vehicle. It's definitely hitting. Another little short story I wanted to get to today's show. Supreme Court, Washington, D.C., struck down federal limits on political party campaign spending. The Federal Election Campaign Act, known as FECA, limitations on a political party's coordinated campaign spending violate the First Amendment. The United States Supreme Court ruled yesterday. The three most liberal, socialist, progressive nominated Supreme Court justices voted against it. Donald Trump's three justices, Alito, Thomas, and Roberts, all delivered the 6-3 opinion. Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote the opinion for the majority, which overturns the court's 2001 decision that upheld spending restrictions. But it left intact limits on direct contributions to candidates or parties. Recall again the words of the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. Kavanaugh wrote, "The Constitution's text matters." Contrary to that text, the political party coordinated expenditure limitations directly abridge the freedom of speech of political parties. Justice Elena Kagan, joined by her two fellow liberal justices, Kagan and Sotomayor, dissented, warning that the ruling dismantles an important safeguard and instead opens a door to old opportunities for quid pro quo deals where a candidate could be induced to trade official acts for campaign donations. Congress, sensibly enough, limited parties' coordinated expenditures, Kagan wrote, by thus preventing circumvention of basic contribution limits. Congress protected those limits' capacities to suppress corruption. But today the court rewrites the rules to allow circumvention of these limits. Okay, Kagan, I got a very simple question for you. How has it worked so far? Your alleged rules restricting donations, campaign support, How has it worked in suppressing corruption, especially in Washington, D.C.? Not so good, in my opinion. So, bottom line, it's now change. The case was brought by the National Republican Senatorial Committee, the National Republican Congressional Committee. Back then, Senator J.D. Vance and former Representative Steve Chabot, Republican of Ohio, who argued that the law unlawfully prevented political parties from fully coordinating campaign strategy and advertising within their own party's candidates. The majority emphasized that the limits aren't justified in today's world because other safeguards exist, including direct contribution limits directly to the campaigns, prohibitions on earmarked donations, and even Justice Kavanaugh noted that the federal criminal bribery laws prohibit quid pro quo deals. Therefore, the Supreme Court concludes that the combination of the statutory base limits, earmarking rules, and disclosure requirements are sufficient to prevent circumvention of these base limits. So, bottom line, this is going to change the way political campaigns are financed and how these parties now can get out there, raise money, and support their own party's candidates. Just like gay marriage, well, guess what? It's the law of the land. The Supreme Court has ruled. Whether you like it or not, folks, it doesn't matter. It is now the law. So we'll see where the sides come down on this, the Republicans and the Democrats, and we'll see exactly where this all goes. We've got a story pulled up for tomorrow's show. Former U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow opining in on the United States Senate race on the Democrat side. We'll wrap this up in saran wrap and get it out of the refrigerator for you guys tomorrow morning on the show. Again, join us this Saturday, the big party, 4th of July, down at Liberty Mountain USA, the website, libertymountainusa.com. Get your tickets today. Bring your tents, bring your campers. Friday night, we're going to have a party. It all starts Friday night and goes all day Saturday. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put 4,700